Hello and welcome to Foundation Nation. I'm your host, Matthew Cote. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about some interesting recent goings-ons in our beautiful state and maybe even a few things going on in this amazing round thing we call home.
Hello, welcome to Foundation Nation. I'm Matthew Cote. We're tucked underneath the SeaTac Airport. Wait, I think I hear one. There goes another one. Drinking Mountain Dew, we're all jacked up. I'm here with my guest.
My name's Nate Jester. I'm a mentalist in Seattle, and I entertain private parties and corporate events. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, all right. And I'm learning on this mini-series a lot, and one thing that I've learned is there's magicians and there's mentalists that operate in the world of mentalism. Well, I think
yeah,
I even
you got it. You got it.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, it's semantics.
Hey, all right. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. So... Gosh, these guys are really enthusiastic.
That was really funny.
Yeah. It won't go away.
They're oh, it's quiet. Almost a standing quiet ovation. Down.
Quiet. There. They went away. Right. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, as a, you know, it's always interesting to me to see how people kind of grow into their careers. And so I wanted to kind of hear a little bit about, like, as a kid, like, when was the first, because... Look, you got to really bring the game when you do stuff like this, because it's 100% you every time. Mm-hmm. It's either 100% Nate or it's a shit show. So you really got to be like passionate about wanting to do this. So something must have sparked your interest when you're a kid. So tell me how this all kind of came about.
Yeah, it's like any entrepreneur, all the people listening here, you have to just have this undying need to make it work and be so passionate, a little bit of crazy too. yeah, my biggest magic trick is I actually do this for a living.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it's pretty unbelievable.
That's funny and serious.
Yeah, yeah. So this is actually a fun story I like to tell. I started I'm 43 years old.
Okay.
Born in 80. If for those of you listening, if you remember Bobcat Goldthwait, he's a comedian back in the day. He was on the Caddyshack movies and stuff.
Okay.
He was in a movie called Shakes the Clown. It was back in maybe 90, and he was an alcoholic clown, and he'd pass out. But go check the movie out, Shakes the Clown. He'd pass out at birthday parties. And he'd, it was funny. There's antics.
That's cool. That's cool.
His boss or somebody on it just flicks their fingers and a business card appears. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And I would watch it over and over. Couldn't figure it out. I knew there was a magic shop by my house. Went there and my eyes just opened. And so there was this magic shop in Lakewood near where I grew up in Steilacoom. It's not around anymore. And I learned how to do it. And then I also got into juggling and I had an interest in clowning. So I did all those and I worked through the years and eventually just became more connected to magic and the presentation that I could give. It felt more real.
So did you learn how to flick a magic, a business card?
I learned it. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
I worked really hard at it. I actually did a lot of that in a talent show in high school.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Good job.
And then, I guess.
So it started at a movie.
It started with the movie. Yeah.
So how old were you when you saw this movie?
I was about 10, 12.
12.
Actually, I got into magic when I was 12.
So. So was it the summertime you saw the movie or during school year?
Oh, potentially. I don't know.
You don't remember that detail? Yeah. Okay. So you saw the movie and you're like, I'm in. Magic store down the road. Let's do this.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wanted to do juggling and I practiced that. I was the jester juggler. I did some events and stuff, rode a unicycle, did all that. And then, like I said, the magic stuck and the store owner, the place was called Lakewood Costumes, and the store owner, Dory, I would go in there and say, hey, I want a job here. Can I work here? Mm-hmm. She's like, when you're 16. And I would always spend my allowance. And eventually I rode the city bus there and I went there through the years. And she's like, when you're 16, I'm just a reminder, I still want the job. And that was probably about 4 years. And then I walked in there with my birthday money on my 16th birthday. And I said, hey, it's my birthday today. I'm 16. She says, all right, you start today. It was cool. So
that's
I worked
cool.
like a good the rest of the day, 3 hours, and I got the employee discount on all my birthday
nice,
money and
nice.
I bought tricks. And,
nice.
Yeah, I worked there for a number of years and met some magicians.
What is the favorite experience there?
Meeting magicians. I met one of my mentors, Steve Dobson, who just taught me a ton of finger flicking. That's what you would call it when you're working on sleight of hand.
Oh, okay.
Which is what I did more magic back in the day, and now I do mandalism. But yeah, your sleight of hand, technical, like I say, finger flicking, you're working on sleights, we call it, moves, yeah.
So just look over here, but it's happening over there, whatever.
Kinda, but what we really try to do is make it so invisible that when you're looking right at it,
you don't see, see it. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I remember going to see David Copperfield about 15 years ago. And this shit blew my mind, this trick he did.
What?
So, So this is what he did. I don't even know. It's probably on YouTube. But so we're sitting in the David Copperfield show, you know, in the wherever it was. And, you know, we're kind of like front middle area and everything. And the show's like a half hour delayed. And so what happened was David Copperfield comes out and he goes, he was like literally maybe even 40 minutes. I mean, he's by accident.
Okay.
And he comes out and he announces, he's like, hey, I'm super sorry. This is not part of the show. I was literally stuck in an elevator getting here for a half an hour.
Okay.
For an hour, whatever, some amount of time. And he was like really apologetic, but I'm going to make it up to you. I've been working on a trick and I just wanted to invite everyone outside to do the trick. And I'm like, and I didn't, I've never been to any type of magician show at this point before. So we go outside on the sidewalk. He goes out in the middle of the road and he tells everybody kind of like circle around him. Everybody circles around him. There's cop cars on this end of the road, cop cars on that end of the road. He flags one cop car down, you know, like an actual cop car. Cop car kind of like slowly goes through the crowd, parks in the middle. Everybody kind of circles around him in the cop car. And he, I couldn't really hear him cause he wasn't mic'd up cause I was a little bit too far away, but I saw him doing stuff and talking. And then he, somebody came out and gave him a bag, or it looked like a bag. And he put this silver sheet over the cop car and he waved it. The cop car was gone.
Cool.
In the middle of the goddamn road. And I saw the cop car from a distance. It was a cop car.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was a dude driving it, and he got out, and he shut the door. And I, to this day, I don't even know how, he was surrounded by people.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't even know what happened, bro. Wow.
Okay.
It was like a balloon or something, just deflated under there.
That's legit.
It was some serious stuff.
Yeah.
And on top of coming late and on top of doing this awesome trick, because I guess you were supposed to see a series of things. You know, it's like a show, right? You see like one trick kind of builds up to like, you know, him catching on fire or something at the end or whatever. But we didn't get to see it. We just saw literally one trick. But also they refunded everybody in that whole thing their tickets.
Wow.
That's what he said at all the end. So he, and then he's like, everybody back in. And then we all go back in. He goes, and my last magic trick for the night is you're all getting refunds. Thank you. Have a good night. And he just left.
Okay.
And that's, that was
it. Was that in Seattle, like the Paramount or something?
Yeah, it was, I don't remember, yeah. But it was,
but
like
here 15, in Seattle.
No, it was in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Yeah. Okay. All right.
About 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. And I remember the tickets were expensive. They're like $150 or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, this is a showman right here.
He's been around for a while.
Yeah.
He's a worker.
Yeah.
He's a worker.
Yeah. He was pretty, wiry too, if I remember right. I mean, he was really moving around and talking, and he had a plan.
Yeah.
You could definitely feel his vibe, but that was the biggest, magic trick I've ever, or whatever the hell you want to call that. But so, okay. So that's pretty cool that you got a job when you were 16 on the day you turned 16, and then you hung out there for quite a few years and you just kind of met people, and that's what got you into it. You know, the things I always tell my boys, you know, the little things that they're doing, they're young, you know, one's in the military, one's in college, and you know, the experiences that they have in life right now are going to be the foundations of where they go in life.
Yeah.
So, you know, be kind and loving and thoughtful to everyone you meet, because you never know.
Right.
What's going to happen. And you're a perfect example, you know?
Yeah. I had so many people when I was younger say, you know, it's all about relationships. Mm-hmm. I heard it. I didn't really get it. Yeah.
It's like having kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hear it.
Yeah. You're like, yeah,
you don't get good at it till they're until they're in college.
Yeah, and until you're in their house staying with them.
Or yeah. Or you're on to your fourth or fifth one.
Yeah. Yeah. Kids are awesome. They're super cool, man. They're tough and everything, but definitely a piece of life you don't want to miss out on for sure.
Yeah.
Foundation Nation is proudly sponsored by Jace Technology Solutions. Call Jace Technology Solutions at 253-376-7579 for all your computer repair, IT, and network solutions.
So what are you guys doing for vacations this year? You guys got any vacations planned?
Oh, my vacations depend on my work schedule.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, my wife's from San Diego. I did have, ironically, a show in San Diego, went out there. And
oh, did you get to take her?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
And you got to see all our peeps and stuff?
Yeah, we did that.
That's cool.
Yeah. We went, I think we went early and then she left.
Oh, okay.
And
I went to go back home. Yeah.
Flew out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. We do that a little bit. Sometimes I don't prefer to vacation with work. I just like to make it a vacation. Right.
Yeah. Get it done. Yeah. But,
yeah.
So do you guys have any dream vacations? How many kids? You got three kids with you, right?
I have three kids, yeah.
Yeah. And what are their ages?
So this is funny. I've got a 4, 5, and 15-year-old.
4, 5, and 15.
Yeah. So ex-wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ex-wife.
I didn't say, hey, I'm going to take 10 years off.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Actually, between that, I didn't think I wanted any more kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then when you have to, you know, split the time with your child between another person and another home, I'm just like, wait.
You get a little sad. Yeah.
I do like being a father. So
yeah. Being a dad's cool, man.
It's cool.
Super
cool.
Very cool. Yeah. You get to smack them around. No, you don't ever do that. But you get to, you know, it's nice to see when they recognize the advice you give them and they have a positive interaction in life, you know?
Yeah.
Tell them, hey, you know, this is what happened to me. You should probably think about not doing that. And then they do it and they have a good outcome and they're like, oh, light bulb.
Watching them develop.
Yeah.
In school, in sports, in social behaviors. Yeah.
So do you have any little midget, mini, teeny weeny mentalists growing up?
So my 15-year-old, definitely not. He's asked me for a couple of card tricks so he can show the girls.
Yeah.
So his name is Brecken. Jet is the 5-year-old. No, he's very analytical. He might be an engineer or something. So the youngest, my wife decided to name him Ace. And I think he's got it.
You think he's got it?
I don't want to say I don't care, but I won't push anything. And
yeah.
Yeah. But if he does it, if there's anyone that would do it, it would be him.
That's cool. Yeah. Ace.
Ace Jester.
Yeah. It's almost got to happen.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost got to happen.
We'll see. I'll watch it.
So where are we at in your story here? So we got to the point where you met your mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And so from your mentor, how did you take a step? How did you decide that this is something you want to be, have a career? How do you make that choice?
Yeah. Well, I used to work for a restaurant marketing company and it always wanted to be front and center. And then, like I said earlier, I took that hiatus and then I ended up working for a restaurant marketing company. And I think it was the economy changing in 2010,
mm-hmm.
the housing crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the housing or the stock? That wasn't the dot.
2008 was kind of the housing.
Housing. So that's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. So 2010, I got laid off and it was the most amazing, not the most amazing thing, but I launched my web. I got laid off in like January.
Mm-hmm.
I put my website up, or I might have just had it up, and I did magic full time. And I had an all right career as a GM.
Mm-hmm.
And I made like within a couple $100 of my annual salary at the job I just got laid off.
Oh, how'd that make you feel?
It was like, this is happening. This is going to happen.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I just, you know, you keep working, and all I do is just drive it and just develop. And
mm-hmm.
yeah. And, my biggest learning lately is realizing that, yeah, maybe I don't have the knowledge or the skill set to take my company in the direction I want to go in certain aspects. So I've been working with some consultants
mm-hmm.
who have really helped me out, and I've really enjoyed the outside influences I've reached out to.
Yeah.
It's like a huge learning for me.
Yeah. You know, it's every day you have a certain amount of opportunity to interact with a certain amount of people.
Yeah.
Every day. And you always, if you're a business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a captain of industry, you always want to take that opportunity to its peak potential if you own a business. So you walk out the door, you know, you have your cup of coffee, you kiss your wife goodbye, you smack all your kids in the butt, you walk out the door, and every person you run into, you know, is an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And those face-to-faces are the strongest opportunities. You can go on social media and all those websites, do whatever and all this stuff, but creating, you know, that interaction with face-to-face, and cherishing those, you know, knowing the importance of those, super, super important.
I couldn't agree with you
more.
Yeah.
So what is the dream? What is your creme de la creme? What is the pinnacle of Nate Jester's magic emporium? What does it look like?
I'm there.
You're there?
Yeah, a lot
of people.
You're
living it?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll take more, you know.
Sure.
I'll elaborate. A lot of people ask me, do you want to be in Vegas? Do you want to win America's Got Talent? You know, stuff like that. No. I'll take it.
Are you going to apply for the America
thingy? I was on it, actually.
Oh, you're on
it. In 2011.
Not going to go again?
I'll go if they ask me.
Do they send out invites on the second round?
Here's the thing with TV and magic. Same with Penn and Teller and stuff. It's been going on. Penn and Teller, I think they're on their eighth season. AGT, I don't know, 10 years. They have magicians on there. So even though they're really amazing, if they're at all similar to something they've had in the past, it's not what they're looking for. So you have to be very different. And
okay.
Yeah, I am very different and unique, but I don't think different enough
okay.
for TV. And I don't want to, I do what I do and I'm passionate about it. So
yeah,
my goal, I mentioned earlier, I do private parties and corporate events, primarily corporate events. So, that is, I just want to do more of the same. I want to keep meeting amazing people. I want to go to work with amazing companies, local, abroad, and, you know, I'd like to do, there's a certain type of gig and event that I'd like to do more of. So I'd say that would be my pinnacle, but I'm in it. I love it.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I love it.
I wonder if there's any category or space for something along the lines of like kind of executive team training, you know, or team building event that a mentalism could do, you know?
Yeah. I'm talking with a client right now. They've hired me twice. And the leader, I guess, he's really interested in the psychology behind it and how it works and how it influences people. And so there's kind of like a TED Talk I've created where I would communicate with the team and teach them a magic trick. Why does it work? How does it work? Mm-hmm. And what are people thinking during interactions? And then as a showman, how do I change the situation?
That's cool.
Because a lot of what I'm doing is I'm just observing. Mm-hmm. I walk up to a group maybe during a cocktail hour, not on a stage. Four people, five people having a drink. I know my set. I know my jokes. Mm-hmm. I know my tricks. Mm-hmm. I got it all going. It's very personal and I'm trying to remember their names and stuff. But I'm watching, paying attention, and well, this person's got their phone out. This person is on their phone. How do I engage them? This person, we're losing their attention. Is it what I'm doing? Is it what I'm, how can we change this situation so everybody's having fun and involved?
So you're at a corporate party and someone walks up to you and you get to say one thing to them. What are you going to say?
Well, funny thing is in a cocktail hour, I always walk up to them.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, people come find me afterwards, but usually at the beginning, I say, hi, I'm Nate. And I'll fling a card or something. I say, I'm a mentalist. And I just sit there and smile. And you get a smile back.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, have you heard of a mentalist?
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible. You know, a magician would find your card. A mentalist knows your card. Here, let's do something.
Let's do something.
Let me hold your phone for a second.
Yeah.
Think of this. Do you have somebody in your mind?
Yeah.
Think about the time your child was born.
Yeah.
Stuff, just crazy stuff.
Yeah. Just blow their mind.
Yeah. And I think we're going to talk about it on the next episode.
Yeah.
Which I'm really excited about. Yeah.
All right,
about
cool.
How I blow minds and why.
Yeah, let's do it.
Why I do what I do.
That's awesome. Yeah. Hey, it was nice having you on here, man. I'm Matthew Cote. This is Foundation Nation, along with...
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm Nate Jester. If you want to take your company's event to the next level, you can find me at seattlemagician.com.
Foundation Nation is proudly sponsored by Jace Technology Solutions. Call Jace Technology Solutions at 253-376-7579 for all your computer repair, IT, and network solutions.